when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Some enchanted evening, you will meet a stranger. You will meet a stranger across a crowded room, and then you will know. You know even then that someday you'll meet her. Again and again. Yes, that's the way it happens. I was at a party some years ago. It was a cocktail party. Shrimp cocktails. Smallest drinks I ever saw. All of a sudden, I looked across the crowded room, and there wasn't a stranger in the place. So I went to another party, and there I saw her. I cut across the room. I took her in my arms, and I kissed her full on the lips. And she said, "Take that cheap cigar out of my mouth." Well, at party after party, I saw her again, and again, and again, and again, and again. It was during the Roosevelt administration. And then at one party, I met another stranger. A strangler. Stranger. Her husband. He hit me so hard, I would have fallen out of a 15-story window. But I managed to grab a hold of the straps of her strapless evening gown. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Hey, Groucho, you're not Ezio Pinza. That's all right, you're not Ezio Pinza either. Well, today on Broadway to Main Street, we're going to be on Pinzas and Needles, as we're going to listen to a whole hour of the Marx Brothers. Hi, this is Larry Mason, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today, yes, we're going to devote our entire hour to those Merry Marxes, those wonderful brothers who just gave us so many laughs in the movies in the 20s and the 30s, and all the way up to their more recent Broadway incarnations. So, this, of course, is Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the November month hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, I'm sure all of you know the Marx Brothers, certainly know what they look like, but did many of you know that they got their start on Broadway? Indeed, they did. Or they made a huge career on a Broadway musical. They actually got their start in vaudeville. There were five Marx Brothers who performed at one point or another. They were more or less in order: Chico, Harpo, Groucho, Gummo, who we never saw perform, and Zeppo, who I'm afraid we did get to see perform a couple times in their first five pictures. They were shoehorned into show business by the indomitable Minnie Marx, their mother, about whom we'll hear more later. But let us go to their first big Broadway smash. They did They toured in vaudeville for about 2 decades. They were in a show called I'll Say She Is, which was sort of a patchwork review. But in 1925, they worked with George S. Kaufman, the greatest playwright of the 20s, comic playwright, and Irving Berlin to write a score to their big Broadway smash, The Coconuts. Now, the Marx Brothers' Broadway offerings in the 20s went completely unrecorded, except for a cover medley of some songs from The Coconuts. So we'll hear the Victor Light Opera Company shoehorning us in to the Merry Marxes.
grief when they're breathing up north, sneezing up north. Always it's July the 4th in the lovely land of Florida. Sunny Florida. Oh, among the mangoes where the monkey gang goes, you can see them go, the little monkey doodle do. Oh, a little monkey playing on his one key gives them all the cue to do the monkey doodle do. Let me take you by the hand over to the jungle band. If you're too old for dancing, get yourself a monkey gland and then let's go.
And then let's go, a little dearie, there's a dog in theory telling me and you, telling me and you to do the monkey doodle.
Irving, what were you thinking of when you were writing that song? Were you out to a long lunch? That was Irving Berlin's selections from The Coconuts, the Marx Brothers' Big Buffo 1925 Broadway hit, which they filmed in 28 or 29 in Astoria when Sound Pictures came along. Well, they were such a big hit on Broadway that they did a follow-up, again with a script by Kaufman, abetted by Maury Riskin, and a score by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Harry Ruby was a lifelong friend of Groucho's, and the team wrote some wonderful hits in their day, Who's Sorry Now?, Three Little Words, but here they write some indelible music for Animal Crackers.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding, from climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Tita, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived... Hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
And now, friends, Signore Belli will oblige us at the piano. Signore Belli.
Signor Avelli's first selection will be Somewhere My Love Lies Sleeping with a male chorus.
Inspiration.
It's about time. Play the song about Montreal.
Montreal?
I'm a dreamer, Montreal.
I don't know that. I'll tell you what I do. I play you one of my own compositions by Victor Herbert.
Make it short.
My first number one. That, of course, was Chico Marx at the keyboard. And it's important to remember that all of the Marx brothers really got their start singing. The Four Nightingales, the Four Collegiates, they had a lot of different monikers in vaudeville. And music informed every part of their entertainment value. Of course, Chico on the piano and Harpo on the harp. But we'll hear some more songs that went through their shows and their movies. Well, they were snapped up immediately when Talking Pictures came along because, gee, you know, of course, now you could hear all of Groucho's jokes and Chico's idiolect and Harpo's harp solos, etc. And they made five films for Paramount, including Coconuts and Animal Crackers. Horse Feathers was always one of my favorites because it was set in Huxley College, which I think was a veiled version of Brown University, where S.J. Perelman, the screenwriter, went. But here is a nice, lovely Kalmar Ruby song that was released as a pop single, sung by the one, the only, Zeppo Marx.
Are you making love to me?
Why not?
Everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you. Everyone, no matter who. The folks over 80 and the kid of two. The captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says, I love you.
Sing a high, huh?
Yes, I have a falsetto voice.
That's a funny. My last pupil, she got a false set of teeth. Well, maybe for the first lesson, it's better if you don't sing. And if you don't sing, I think it's a much better yet. I'll sing. Everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he sting you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the wolfie very happy too. And the rooster when he holler cock-a-doodly-doodly-doo says I love you. Christopher Columbo, he write the Queen of Spain a very nice little note. And he's right all over you, baby. And then he get himself a great big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think? Columbo do, when he's a come here in 1492. He say to Pocahontas, atcha, fatcha, catchy goo. That means you little son of a gun, I love you. Maybe it's better if I don't sing too, huh?
Yes.
No, Chico, we love it when you sing. It's a highlight for me. I always loved Chico. I mean, I adored Groucho. But Chico always made me laugh. Well, the four Marx brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and often Zeppo, transmuted into just the first three when they moved to MGM in 1935. And they made A Night at the Opera, which was their big, I don't know, their big first big musical thing. As I'm sure you all know, if you followed the Marx brothers, Irving Thalberg, the executive there, decided that they should be in slightly more romantic plots. And he started to get rid of the pure absurdity of the first five Paramount films and add more music and singers. And in the case of The Night of the Opera, he added Kitty Carlisle and Alan Jones as the romantic leads. Unfortunately, I don't have any really good transfers of the film singing, but here is Mario Lanza to sing my favorite song from A Night at the Opera.
There's an old Italian phrase. It's an old Italian phrase. Every little bambino learns it the very first day. Every sweet signorino says it the very same way. These funny little words don't really mean a thing. It's just a phrase that nowadays Italians love to sing. Così, cosa? It's a wonderful world, tra-la-la-la. When anyone asks you how you are, it's proper to say così, cosa? Così, cosa? If a lady should ask you if you care, you don't have to start a love affair. Say così, cosa? Does it mean yes? No. Does it mean no? Well, yes and no. Così, cosa? Get together and sing, tra-la-la-la. It's easy this way, so try today and learn to say così, cosa? Così, cosa?
is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is
a doctor is a man's best friend. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
Say, isn't that awfully big for a pill? I don't know, you're awfully big for a pill yourself. That was from A Day at the Races, a song cut from Day at the Races, a song that Groucho had loved singing for years and years up through his Carnegie Hall appearances in the early 1970s. Well, there's one musical member we really haven't doffed our top hat to, our beaten top hat, and that, of course, is Harpo. Harpo you won't hear singing in this show because, of course, he never spoke or sang during his stage later, latter stage and film career. But here is a solo piece he did of Tea for Two in the early 50s, I think. A very beautiful piece of jazz music rendered by the real marksmanship of Harpo.
Thank you.
Song from the 20s by Harpo Marx. Now, if this were a Marx Brothers movie in the 40s, this would be the moment where all the fun would stop dead and you'd hear the tenor, the boyfriend, sing some song that would send you just groaning beyond belief. As Groucho would say, look, I have to stay here, but there's no reason you can't go out into the lobby until this whole thing blows over. But here's the worst song from any Marx Brothers movie. And why would I possibly stick it in? Because I found Sammy Davis Jr. recorded it in London in a live concert. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. It's the worst piece of, what would I say, pre-war, post-war treacle. It rips off Gershwin, Berlin, everybody you can name. But it's so wonderful in its corniness, I felt I had to share it with you. And of course, you know, if you're a Marx Brothers fan, I'm going to say Tenement Symphony from the Big Store, rendered as only he can by Sammy Davis Jr.
Schubert wrote a symphony. It's too bad he didn't finish it. Then Gershwin took a chord in G and proceeded to diminish it. I wanted a variation on a theme that I thought pretty. And I found my inspiration in the heart of New York City. The Combs and the Kellys, the Campbells and Vermicellis, all form a part of my Tenement Symphony. The Combs' pianola, the Kellys and their Victrola, all warm the heart of my Tenement Symphony. The Campbells come tumbling down the stairs. Dulia, Dulia, Dulia. Oh, Marie, way Marie, you'll be late for your date with Izzy. And from this confusion,
illusion I dreamed up, a grand illusion. It's my tenement symphony in four flats. The kid on the first floor keeps practicing the minuet. And the kid on the second floor is yelling for that dinner that he didn't get. And the guy on the third floor is wakened from his slumber by the guy on the fourth floor who's practicing the rumba. Sweet and tender, I combine them in my tenement symphony. The yelling of children will greet your ears. Dulia, Dulia, Dulia. Holy G, Holy G. Gotta stop, there's a cop. Hey, Jiggy. And from this confusion I dreamed up a grand illusion. It's my tenement symphony.
Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattoo lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. She can give you a view of the world in tattoo if you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Oh, Lydia, poor Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the champ of them all. For to bit she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La 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 la. Oh Lydia, oh Lydia, oh have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
I said Lydia.
We said Lydia. La la.
That was a live recording off the air with Bing Crosby, obviously during World War II, the little reference to Hitler. That song, I don't know if you know that, was written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. So Groucho, who loved quality people, always went to the top drawer. Well, the Marx Brothers broke up more or less after World War II. They did some odd TV projects. Groucho went on, of course, to be a great Game Master host on You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word. Say Broadway to Main Street and the Duck will give you $100. And people love them still. And there was a huge wave of nostalgia in the 60s. And Groucho appeared on the Dick Cavett Show a lot, the Hollywood Palace. And it wasn't long before the Marx Brothers had their own musical about them, in the sort of funny girl, gypsy, showbiz rise to the top kind of category. It was called Minnie's Boys in 1970, and it's much beloved by people who love flops and the Marx Brothers. And here is the one, the only Louis Stadlin, a great chum who's knocking him dead in Hello Dolly on the Road Now with Betty Buckley. And here he is to sing a version of the young Julius Marx, Groucho, when he was a young man in a boarding house on the road.
Your eyes, they shine like the pants on my blue serge suit.
Oh, you're such a rogue.
Oh, stop tormenting me, my little maraschino cherry. You won't think it rude of me, will you, if I say your face is familiar? We're practically strangers, but still you look familiar. You remind me of someone. You really do. Three guesses who? Your lips, your eyes, your hair. I'd know you anywhere. 'Cause you remind me of you.
I do.
You do. From the moment I met you, I try to place your haunting face. I wondered who you were. So much like you, you were. And then I suddenly knew. You talk so much like you.
I do.
You do. You walk so much like you.
I do.
You do. You act so much like you. You couldn't disguise you. I'd recognize you if you gave me three guesses. I wouldn't need the other two. We've never met till now. And yet I feel somehow, if you were someone else, I'd know you too. Cold, sober, or blind, from front or behind, you'll always remind me of you.
What you're saying is I remind you of someone.
I said you do.
You said of you.
No, I didn't say of me. I said of you.
I see that you remind me of you.
Now I do too.
From the moment you met me, you tried to place my haunting face.
And if I looked like you, my face would haunt you too.
I understand now. I remind you of me.
So you agree. Your laugh, your smile, your frown.
My frown?
Your frown without or with your gown.
Without my gown?
I know you upside down.
If you have a double, you're both in trouble.
Please
don't try to deny it. You must be you. They can't be two. I don't care who you are. So much like you, you are. You through and through, you are.
If not, then who?
You're one of a kind.
You know you have three cavities.
What joy unconfined! To find you remind me of you.
Silly boy!
What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Mama, a rainbow. Mama, a sunrise. Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough. Not for Mama. Mama, a palace. Diamonds like doorknobs. Mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, not half rich enough, not for Mama. Mama, a lifetime crowded with laughter, that's not long enough, not half long enough. What can I give you that I can give you? What will your present be? Mama, young and beautiful, always young and beautiful. That's the mama I'll always see.
Yes, astute listeners will recognize the voice of Steve Lawrence, born, I think, Stanley Liebowitz, so he could have been a Minnie's boy, he could have been a Marx brother, singing one of the couple of covers of a lovely ballad from Minnie's Boys called Mama a Rainbow, originally sung by Harpo to his mother, Minnie. And Minnie was played by Shelley Winters, rather miscast, I think, both on stage and off stage, from what I gather. If you want the best time you'll ever have, take Lewis Stadlin out for a drink or two and have him tell you stories about Shelley Winters. My God. Let us move a little further into the 1970s with another show that featured the Marx brother. This was A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine, a kind of double bill musical that Alex Cohen brought over from London. But in New York, the the Groucho character, Samovar the lawyer, was played by another great chum, David Garrison, who sings our title song every week. So here is the beginning of the second half of A Day in Hollywood, but more importantly, A Night in the Ukraine.
Thank you.
So Marco Chico, you're a scream. What a team, simply insane. The Merry Marks is at their bouncy best, wrecking Russia just like men possessed. Why, it's enough to make the East move west. Come see a night.
You know, that music goes straight to my heart.
It does?
Yes, and it's not doing my stomach any good either. By the way, what do you call yourself?
I'm a no-caller myself. I'm always someplace near.
No, no, you don't understand. You see, in my own futile way, I'm just trying to find out your name.
Oh, my name. Shishikarlo Luigi Biondello Bonanova de Mozzarella.
Ah, how do you spell that?
Wrong every time. Hey, boss, what's your name?
My name is Serge B. Samovar. My father called me Serge. What he really wanted was a new blue suit. Hey, ask me what I do for a living.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Funny you should ask. I'm Russia's leading legal brain. I'm wise to all the loopholes. And very modestly I maintain I haven't any scruples. Let's not forget my father. A lawyer too was he. In fact, he shouted, "I object!" The first time he saw me. I'm Samovar, the board of the bar, a most obnoxious lawyer. I'll press your lawsuit while you wait. And scorch it to annoy ya. I'm a sewer who knows how to sue. You slander me, and that's my cue. I'll litigate all over you. I'm Samovar, the lawyer.
Hello, lawyer.
Hello, lawyer. Hello, lawyer. Hello, lawyer. Lawyer Samovar. Hey!
Whee!
La la! My well-known lack of legal skill has everyone in awe. I've broken many a woman's will. It's more fun than the law. The first case I defended, a poor old Muscovite, got 14 years for forging checks, and he couldn't even write. Oh, but I haven't introduced myself. I'm Samovar, the lawyer. I once addressed the court for days in Springfield, Illinois, yeah. On a minor point, I wouldn't budge. I turned the jury's brains to fudge. They freed the crook and hanged the judge. Don't hire me, I'll destroy ya. So three hurrahs for Samovar. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah,
hurrah.
Now there sits a man with an open mind. You can feel the draft from here. I'm Samovar. The lawyer.
Day in Hollywood, night in Ukraine. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I hope you enjoyed our monkey business listening to the Marx Brothers today. Groucho soldiered on into the 1970s. He was, I wouldn't say ubiquitous, but he was on many talk shows. He did a famous concert at Carnegie Hall, unreleased on CD, hint, hint. And often sang this particular song by Harry Ruby that he loved on these shows. A slightly earlier recording, but a doff of our little funny golf hat with balls on it to Groucho's Latter Days.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses. Roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. me a rose or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade. Show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
A fragrant rose. Make believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
What a jolly number. And the Marx Brothers always bring so much laughter and so much in the midst of insanity. And what could we ask for more now than some laughter in this time of insanity? I've always loved them. I remember my dad, when I was eight or something, dragging me over to the little black and white TV to see A Night at the Opera and said, you must watch this. And so began a lifelong romance with, you know what, all certainly four of them, maybe even five of them. You can stick Gummo in there if you like. And it's been exciting to go over this sort of musical terrain of the Marx Brothers. One of the things that is interesting about Groucho, he was an intellectual in his way, and he loved T.S. Eliot. So we're going to close out with a quote from T.S. Eliot, who was a great pen pal of his. And Eliot said, "What we call the beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning." So we're going to end this broadcast about the Marx Brothers with their beginning, which is the final number of Minnie's Boys, in which all the elements of their various personas come together to one of the most indelible acts of all time. And as Groucho said in Animal Crackers, we shot a few photos of the native girls, but they weren't developed. So we're going back in a few weeks. So come back next week and listen to more Broadway to Main Street. But in the meantime, here is the finale to Minnie's Boys.
Listen, why don't we go back to the old vaudeville act? Julie, your professor character, you always got a lot of laughs with him.
Okay, I'll go with the old professor. Smoke a cigar. Make with a flirty eyes.
I'll be the straight man, and you play off me.
No, that should be me. Right, you guys?
How would it be? I use the accent. Hey, mister, what's the matter, you?
Dress like a girl. Use a falsetto.
No, that's been done. Think of something new.
I'll wear a mustache, a great big black one.
And I could wear a funny hat.
The professor should wear the mustache.
Okay, we trade, boss. How's that?
How about this? I'll play it in blackface.
That's your idea of something new.
Okay, I get the hint. So just count me out.
Quiet, dummy, we got work to do.
Now let's see what we have so far.
I don't know, but I'm getting so excited.
Okay, I'll go with the old professor. Walk with a crouch. You know the walk I do.
I think he just had an inspiration.
Same to you.
A Leo could maybe play the piano.
And I could sing.
sing a song or two.
And you'll play your harp and you'll accompany Herbie.
Sure, that's all right. That's all what we do.
What if I spoke with an Irish accent?
No good, you haven't got the ear.
Maybe I just ought to keep my mouth shut.
Hey, that's not such a bad idea.
Wow, some kind of wig. Maybe a fright wig.
That's easy. We got your mother's.
Well, what do you think?
My four nightingales.
Remember when we used to call ourselves that?
Well, it's better than a lot of things they used to call us.
I've been meaning to talk to you about the four mascots.
Well, we could always go back to calling ourselves the four collegians.
Oh, now, come on, let's face it. Collegians, we ain't.
What's the matter? You're ashamed of your father's name?
The four Marx Brothers?
What's the matter? The audience can't count?
Just the Marx Brothers?
When you see it in lights, it'll grow on you. When I said, before they're through, Minnie's boys will grow on you, you'll be proud to say you knew them when.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.